Well, let's get into it. This is important. I mean, I think attitude is everything. I know it is for me. I think that is for human beings in general. I mean, it just determines everything. And we've heard so many philosophers talk about it. You can read a thousand things about it. I want to get it kind of down to some nitty-gritty with it tonight. I want to think about how we wake up in the morning. And I've kind of summarized it. If I look at myself, it's kind of one of three different ways. I either wake up with kind of expectation of joy, can't wait to get things knocked off my list for the day. I'm anticipating it with joy. That's one way. A second way that sometimes I wake up is with dread. I go to bed thinking about something negative, and I wake up thinking about it, and I kind of get up in a negative attitude, a little bit dreadful. And then there's a third way that sometimes we wake up. I've had this happen myself. We wake up with indifference. We wake up just kind of numb, you know, not driven, just kind of floating along, kind of plateauing. And so we all want to wake up with joy in the morning and with anticipation and wanting to get things done and achieve things, but our attitude determines which way we're going to wake up in the morning. But how do you control your attitude? I mean, that's kind of what we want to talk about tonight. We, you know, When the glass breaks in the kitchen, how do we react to that? That's our attitude. When we're in traffic, Lord goodness, people were in traffic in Charleston today. They were even in traffic lined up 70 deep trying to get gas. You know, what's our attitude? How are we reacting to that? When we hear a coworker say something snide about us behind our back, how do we react to that? That's our attitude. When our children ask us the same thing over and over 100 times, how do we react to that? You know, there's no shows at the luncheon. Oh, my gosh, how do we react to that? There's a negative friend making fun of our legal show business. What is our attitude? How do we get through those things and keep a good attitude? I remember when we first started in this industry, Frank and I did PBRs, we didn't call them that then, for 4 straight months, once a week, set up everything, got everything ready, no show, after no show for 16 weeks. Remember that, Frank?
Oh, I remember.
I'm telling you. I mean, it was a challenge to keep a good attitude and keep a positive attitude, but we did.
And we'd lean out the door every day and say, there must be a roadblock.
Yeah, what's happened at the beginning of our subdivision? Did they block the road? You know, honestly, I mean, we went through that.
What did we do, though? We practiced.
We made the best of it. We really did. And I don't remember ever being upset or mad.
No.
We were just anxious to learn to do it better. And then I remember years later, Frank, we went to your dad's military reunion. And this was in Alabama?
It was his high school reunion.
Was it his high school?
50th high school.
That's
reunion.
Right. It was his 50th high school, but there's a lot of military guys there, I guess, as well. I was thinking of that. And it was a big deal for us to be there with him. And Frank actually left that important function to drive over an hour.
No, to North Carolina. We was in Florida. I had to drive to North Carolina.
I don't remember where we were. But yeah. I remember you drove a long way to go to help a new associate get started in the business. He set up his first PBR. Frank broke away from this important event with his dad, drove up there.
For hours I drove and I talked to him all the way up there.
And then when he got there, tell him what happened.
Nobody was there. He never showed up. He told me there was people coming over. I was in like 30 miles of the place. He said, we'll be here. Went there. I had the right house, right address. Not a soul was there. He never returned another phone call.
Yeah, the lights turned out, and Frank, they didn't even answer the door.
It was...
Oh, my gosh, Frank, it was so upsetting. But you know what? He came back. We finished the important function with his dad, and we moved forward. And so I just, you know, I'm telling you, stuff happens to all of us. It happens to you. It happens to us. But what determines how we move ahead and how we grow our business has so much to do with our attitude.
That's the first time I ever had murder in my heart.
I believe it.
No, it lasted about 5 minutes. I said, what the hell?
Yeah. And I will tell you, the person that I think of when I think about attitude in the world of Legal Shield is Dave Cibula, the late, great Dave Cibula. I don't care if he was in a serious conversation. He was never more than 5 seconds away from a smile and a hug. He was so positive. He made everybody around him feel like they were wanted and loved because that was who he was. And so we know that our attitude determines whether we attract people or not. And goodness, Dave Cibula was one of the greats in our company.
And Ron Crutcher.
Yeah.
Ron and Norman
that's
Crutcher.
That's true, yeah.
He rolled his
Absolutely.
Car one night, was hanging upside down in a car, rolled it over off of a bank, got out, turned the car back over, pushed it off, and went to the meeting.
Yep.
I mean, he literally rolled the car. And he said,
and we were talking to him almost the whole time.
I said, what are you going to do? He said, I'm going to go do the briefing. And he went.
And they did it. I'm telling you, that's an attitude. So, here's what, regarding controlling our attitude, I've got good news and I've got bad news. The bad news is, I mean, if we have a crummy attitude, I mean, we know it. You can't fool yourself. And we cannot just twinkle our nose and magically change it. We can't just say, I'm going to have a better attitude and just expect that to do the trick. I mean, it is part of it, deciding to have a better attitude. Yes, that's part of it. But how do you really internally do that? So, yes, you can fake it till you make it, but we're not faking inside to ourselves. People around us appreciate it maybe, but let's talk about genuinely making that attitude one of anticipation, of happiness and joy and loving moving ahead in life.
How do you do that? How do you do that? Tell me how to do that.
Well, we can control the input that controls the attitude. The first, and y'all are already, I know you're a step ahead of me, you know this. The first way we can control the input is personal development. Now, I'm going to be honest with you and admit something to you. Before this industry, I'd never heard that term before. I remember the first time I heard it at one of my first meetings in this industry, and I'm thinking, I don't know if I like personal development. I mean, does that mean something's wrong with me? Somebody wants to develop something in me? I remember thinking that.
You thought that?
Yeah, I did, because I'd never heard the term. I didn't really understand.
She was young, y'all. She was naive.
I was very naive. But we have to understand where people are coming from. I mean, the word personal development may not mean much
to
people.
Well, you were a college student, and you were a serious college student, and you were reading those academic books.
Yeah, really. Yeah. So personal development, yes, is critical. That's why we have a book of the month. That's why we always talk about personal development. Jim Rohn says that we have to work on ourselves more than our business, and that is so, so, so true. And honestly, I don't know where any of us would be, and I'm speaking about all the leaders that are on this phone tonight, if we had not all been plugging into personal development. When I think of Justin Peterson and Nick Odom, who are leading up this millennial movement, they have been, as young as they are, so plugged into personal development. I don't know of any of the classics that they have not read and learned from. So it is integral. It is important. But that's what one thing we can do to control it. So if you're not reading the book, not listening to great things when you're walking, Elizabeth Gardner and I were just talking about how we love Audible, and we'll put it on Frank's phone so he can easily listen to the good books.
Is that what you texted me today, something about that?
I did. Yes. Also, it's the people we're around the most that influence us. Jim Rohn says we become the average of the five people we're around the most. And, y'all, sometimes we cannot control that. Sometimes we're around a negative person a lot. But we can control making the other four positive. If you can't do anything about one, make sure the other four are super positive. And it might mean counting that book you're reading as one of the people that are around you, listening or reading and reading the book, listening to the audio, whatever. That's what we can control. But here's something else that's critically important. When it comes to our attitude, this is integral. You see, in this world of Legal Shield, there are three internal predictors of our success. One of them is a burning desire. Now, all these affect our attitude, but this first one, it's the bomb. Now, I know I've talked to a lot of y'all who are on the phone tonight. Some of you have a desire, but it's not burning at all. And that is the key to making our attitude what it needs to be, to becoming coachable, which is item two in your internal predictors of your success, and your willingness to work, which is number three. It all starts with that burning desire. If we're not clear on why we are doing this, why are we on this call tonight, taking up time from the TV or the family or whatever, why are we going to a briefing? Why are we going to the big team event in a couple weeks? Why are we doing those things? Getting clear on why we're building our business, I think a lot of you are not clear because you're plateaued. If you're plateaued, you're not clear on where you're going with the business. So here's a suggestion. Take time to figure that out. Take the weekend coming up. Take tonight for 2 hours. Take tomorrow, whatever time you can, devote some time to figuring out and getting excited about what Legal Shield can do for you. Listen, we're not building this business for us today. We're not building the business for us tomorrow. We're building this business for us years from now and our families years from now. Who wants to be stuck on Social Security and Medicare? No, it may not even be around. I mean, this is important stuff. And who wants to be, some of us have desires to influence other people, to be in positions to train and speak and all of those things, and they're great goals, but we've got to get clear on them. They've got to burn in our heart. You know, I've heard it said many times, you know, your why has to be strong enough to make you cry here. That is critical. Now that we've established that there are internal predictors of our success, and yes, we can control the input through personal development, but we must take time ourselves to clarify that burning desire. Why are we doing this? Yeah, we've got desires. Everybody on the phone's got desires. But I guarantee you, half of us don't have a burning desire. That's the key. It is magical, and it's so exciting because the first time you sit down and do this, maybe you've never done it, and you think about the possibilities of what could it be like to not punch that clock all week long at a place that you don't really like. What would it be like to be able to go where you want, when you want, where you want, with the people you want? I mean, what would it be like? What would it be like to be able to do things for your family, for your mom, to retire her, or your kids, to send them to the college they want? There's so many things we can all have. Just need to take time to clarify it.
Got that right attitude.
Yeah, but the attitude definitely is so connected to having a reason for being excited when you wake up in the morning.
For people to want to be around you.
They yes.
If you've got a good attitude, people want to be around you. Smile
yes.
once in a while.
Now, I'm going to close this training segment out with the one external. We've been talking about internal stuff, but this is an external influencer on our attitude. It is also an external predictor of our success. And here it is. And this is black and white. It is clear as a bell. It is you being at the big event, and it is your team being there with you. In fact, I've heard so many top leaders, platinum after platinum, talking about for every associate you have on your team at a big event, you can predict about $1,000 annual income. Now, that's pretty serious.
On top of what you're already making.
On top of what you're making, right. Increase it. If you accept an associate's excuses, and I mean your excuses or an associate's excuses, you're the roadblock. I mean, here it is. Yes, there are people who have a challenge in affording to attend the event. I mean, it's $100, $105 for entrance to all the events and two meals. You're going to hear about we're feeding you twice at that event. Nice meals. But $100, so that is a membership for a beginner in the business. And then to be able to stay there, I mean, you're going to be bunking up with other friends, splitting the cost. Honestly, if you sold a few memberships in the next week, you should be able to afford to be there. I'm telling you, in your transportation, you can all figure it out. But here's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about being at the event, whether it's this event, the next big event. The events are so vital. I mean, if you have money and time issues right now, honestly, they're going to always be with you, right? We have to break out of the box. We have to change something. We have to make different decisions. Don't accept your own excuses, and please don't accept anybody else's. It has been proven too many times the value of being at an event. It is the external predictor of your success, and it is what is going to help you internally, through being there externally, fix your attitude, change your attitude, give you the empowerment to go after your goals and to know you can do it. The whole conference is called I Believe, and it is about you believing in yourself, you believing in the company, you believing in our services so that you can explode your business and grow it like you want to grow. So I'm gonna actually roll this over to Elizabeth so she can give you some more details about that event. Attitude is everything. That is the one thing that we can do for ourselves that is going to help us have an attitude that we want to have for the rest of our life.
Right, and if you think about three good wins a day, go to bed thinking about what was three good things that happened to you today. We can all think of that, right? It helps you get up in the morning feeling a lot better about yourself because at the end of the year you've had 1,000 and 95 good things happen to you. And it's hard to be unhappy if you have that many good things happen to you. So I think over to you, Elizabeth. Good job, Teresa.
Thank you.
Ms. Godner.
I'm right here. I apologize. I was trying to get myself off of mute.
But you're a good thing that happened to us today, Elizabeth. Go ahead.
Oh, well, fantastic.
Well, and I should have stepped up to the plate because I was off mute, excited about what Teresa had to say. I hope everybody got out of that the power of what she said. I mean, it just, I listened to it. It changed how I'm moving forward. Elizabeth, I'm going to turn it back over to you. I shouldn't take much time, but I was off mute. Bye.
Well, thank you. And we are excited about our team event that's coming up in just a few weeks. And Teresa's right. You know, when you embrace the idea that this event will change your future, it will give you the ability to create that future, and you approach this event with that attitude, which is a choice, you know, then that's what you're going to get out of the event, because you will come from a place of receiving information in a way that you have not before. And so if you're not already registered, please get to performancefamily.com and register for the event. If I'm not mistaken, we have just a few more days for people to register at the $105 price before we switch to the door price, which is $135. So make sure you go ahead and pre-register for that event. And it includes the entire, think about it, it includes all day Friday with Darnell Self, all the ring earner trainers on the team. It's going to include your Friday night dinner. We're having a dinner at the resort. It's gonna be a dinner. We're gonna have a cash bar. We've got lots of games that we're gonna be playing that night. And these aren't just games for the sake of playing games. It's to build our culture. It's to have fun. It's to learn more about one another. And you know, that serves us well in building our business, and it serves us well in making friends and adding value to our life. And so we're going to have that Friday evening. That dinner is included in the price of your ticket as well. Of course, we've rented out the House of Blues on Saturday night. And we're going to have a fantastic time that night as well. I know, Teresa sent out a notice talking about, you know, being able to tell your friends, listen, I performed on stage at the House of Blues this weekend. I mean, how fantastic is that? We're going to have karaoke. We're going to do some other fantastic things out the House of Blues. And so it's just important for you to get registered, for you to put a plan together to get there, and just make sure that you attend. Teresa, do you want me to go ahead and – can I go ahead and cover these other things we want to talk about? Okay,
yes.
Perfect. Well, for those of you who hopefully everyone was on the leadership call on Monday, but if not, exciting announcement. I'm going to go to the Rocktober announcements first because they are so significant to our new recruits. And the Rocktober promotion this month is when you recruit a new Fast Start associate, they can still qualify to go to Atlantis. And think about that, a brand new person who gets in the business, all they need to do is meet the qualifications of group three and four, or four, one or the other, between now and the end of December, and they get to go on the trip to Atlantis, a brand new person. So, but also think about this, when they Fast Start qualify, if they bring a new recruit on board during their Fast Start qualification period, and then that person, Fast Start qualifier, that person will count towards two of the four people that they need to qualify for this trip. That's incredible. So make sure that everyone on your team, this is something you need to implement, but as a leader, this is something that you need to communicate to the people on your team so that they know that is true for their new people as well. Number one, if they recruit someone new, that counts towards two if they're new. Now, if you are not new, you're qualifying under whichever plan you're on to get to Atlantis. But this is for new people, have the advantage, have a real advantage of coming on board this month, getting Fast Start qualified, and then Fast Start qualifying a new associate that they recruit this month towards that Atlantis trip. Also, over the weekend, I know some of us heard about it on Saturday, some of us heard about it on Sunday, and many of us heard about it on Monday, and some of us have not heard about it at all, but we have the level up bonuses that Legal Shield rolled out. And so I want you to go online and review these bonuses. And what it is you are eligible for a bonus. A new person is eligible for a bonus every time they uprank. They come in, they get to senior associate. Then when they move to manager, they're going to earn, if they get to senior associate their first 20 days, they earn a $300 bonus. If they advance to the manager position in the next 60 days after that, they get a $400 bonus. If they move from senior manager to director in the 60 days following that, they get another $800 bonus. If they move from director to senior director in the 30 days after they become director, they get a $1,000 bonus. And then in the 30 days after that, if they move from senior director to executive director, they get a $2,500 bonus. And if they maintain executive director for 3 months, they get another $2,500 bonus. And so what it's doing is that new person now has incentive not only to fast start qualify, but to continue to earn a raise with our company with every step they take. And, of course, if you've been in the business a while, all you need to do is get yourself to the next rank before the end of November, and then you open up not that particular bonus, but the next level bonus for yourself. And so all of those details are online. This is a fantastic tool for each person to use. If you're an executive director, there are 50% matching bonuses on the table for the people in your organization, which, of course, to anyone who's not an executive director on this team, should put executive director in your sights. When Teresa keeps talking about, you know, looking at, you know, what your goals are and what you're trying to accomplish, executive director needs to be one of those. Because, ladies and gentlemen, executive director becomes the gateway to most people's dreams. That is when we start buying our time back. That is when we start creating that leveraged income that Teresa was talking about. I mean, an executive director, you're earning so much more than anybody on Social Security could ever consider earning. It's just amazing. And so, and I know many of you aren't even thinking about, I don't think about Social Security yet, so I know many of you aren't either, but I'm excited about the income that is coming from these level up bonuses. And so just make sure you download the flyer. Make sure that you communicate this to all of your new people. I was talking to a couple of new people last night going over this particular plan, because this will excite them. Because in our comp plan, telling them they can make $100 is one thing, but showing them how, in addition to that, they can make all this other money by continuing to build our business is significant. And you should see their eyes open when they recognize what's possible. And our job, of course, just to help them accomplish that. So I'm excited about all of that. And so, Teresa, I will turn the call back over to you.
Elizabeth, that was fantastic. Great job. I mean, really good job. We're going to go right to Eddie Smith now, and Eddie's going to do the book review. And let me tell you all something. This is one of the classiest guys, he and his wife, you've ever met in your entire life. They're the regional managers here. They hold meetings in almost every city in the state. They've helped get us online with the
licensing
thing. I just can't say enough about these people. So, Eddie, right over to you, buddy.
Thank you, sir. Can you hear me okay?
Absolutely.
Listen, I'd rather you keep talking about me. I love that.
Okay, I will. He's curvaceous and vivacious and libaceous.
That's good. Listen, it's just an honor just to be on the call. And my part tonight is just to talk about the Book of the Month, which is an extraordinary book.
A little louder, Eddie.
This is a coin. A little louder, okay.
Yeah.
Can you hear me better now?
Yeah.
That's better, yeah. Thank you.
Very good. I just want to say Mrs. O'Coin already gave an example of the book with all her comments. And the book I'm talking about is How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie. You know, there are so many great points in this book, and my portion is just the first part of the book. And one of the things, though, as I think about what Mrs. O'Coin had talked about, and she definitely talked a lot about attitude, I learned years ago that attitude determines altitude in anything you do. So, and that definitely applies to this business. Well, let me just talk about the book real quick and just kind of relate it to what we're doing here in Legal Shield. Part one for me is three parts. One is, if you want to gather honey, don't kick over the beehive. One more time, if you don't want to gather honey, don't kick over the beehive. The second thing is, the big secret of dealing with people. And three, he who can do this has the whole world with him. Now, I'm going to condense that into three parts, and I'm going to go in through each one of them. And one of those parts is don't criticize, don't condemn, don't complain. The other thing is give honest and sincere appreciation. And three, arouse in other people and eager to want to do something. Let me get right into just a little overview real quick. And I'm going to try to do it quick because it was so much just great information here. You know, I think the biggest room in the world is a room of self-improvement. And I've been working on myself for so many years and didn't realize I was working on myself. I was just fortunate to be at the right places at the right time. And Carnegie wrote this book back really in 1937, which is a little older than most of us who are on the phone, but it has helped millions and millions of individuals. You know, he talked about in the first part, the part I'm talking about that I'm going to cover tonight, he mentioned several key people and tried to give an idea of what their attitude was at the time. And some of you are familiar with some of the folks that he mentioned. One was a gentleman called Two Gun Crowley out of New York, who was labeled as a killer, gunman. You know, he was all at New York. He also mentioned another famous person by the name of Al Capone. He also mentioned another called Dutch Schultz. All these were related to the syndicates and the racketeering movement in New York some years ago. But one of the things that Carnegie had kind of highlighted here is that neither one of these individuals thought they were doing anything wrong. They were on the right track. Matter of fact, Al Capone said one day, you know, he was America's most notorious public enemy. But what he said was, you know, actually he regarded himself as a public benefactor, an unappreciated and misunderstood public benefactor. You know, and I think about Legal Shield. How many of us are in the business and we go about doing what we do, but we don't feel maybe appreciated or don't think people really understand us? You know, and that happens all the time in our business. You know, one of the things I've learned over the years is we almost will do anything just to get some type of approval. The coins talk about it all the time, you know, how men die for it and women cry for it. But we need to get some kind of recognition to know that we are appreciated and we're on the right track. The problem is I don't think we work on ourselves enough to know how to appreciate others. And this book talks about that in terms of this first part of it. Sometimes, you know, we're in the people business, but so many times we don't know enough about ourselves to be able to give credit or to be able to even deal with other people. And so we got to spend a lot more time on us than we do somebody else. We're fortunate in our business, we have so many figures like the Coins and like the Gardeners. Well, if we just kind of emulate some of the things that they do, that will also help us in our business because they've built tremendous businesses. You know, I just think that, you know, we spend 10% most of the time on what we're trying to do, and that other 90% need to be spent on learning who we are. I guess about 1955, as I add to this little portion, there was two scientists, psychologists, if you want to call them, one by the name of Joseph Luft and another one by the name of Harry Ingram. Some of you may remember the model they put out called Johari's window. And in that window, it was four quadrants to a window. One of those quadrants was, you know, things that are known to others, things that people can see about you, and things that you know as well, it's visible. But there was another quadrant, not known to self. That's the things that you could not necessarily see, and you're going around doing things, your behavior, other people could see it, but you didn't see it. And then there was a quadrant not known to others. That's only what you knew about you. No one could see that portion of you, and you went through your daily life doing things, but no one maybe understood why you were doing certain things. And then that final quadrant was the unknown, things that I'm not familiar with myself and others don't even know. Could be things that, you know, in our DNA that we inherited, that part of, that make up our character. So as we work and try to understand who we are, it allows us an opportunity to be able to deal with people in a way that we need to build tremendous businesses here with Legal Shield. I've heard an adage for a long time that says, you know, don't criticize someone until you had an opportunity to take a walk in their shoes. And all that's doing is seeing how they look at something before we judge them or before we react to a situation. We need to kind of look at it and stand back and take a look before we do that. In our business, especially as we, as leaders, you know, we're striving to hit certain levels or to achieve a certain point in our business. It's important, though, that we learn how to get our people on our teams to hit and reach their goals. And there's a disconnect sometimes about that. We're so self-centered, we're trying to get an individual to do something to help us to hit something instead of focusing on that individual, maybe to make Performance Club, or maybe to hit senior associate, knowing that if we help those people hit their goals, well, we're going to hit ours automatically. So unless you're into personal development enough to understand that about yourself, let me just say personally, I don't think you'll ever build a big team here because you've got to learn to take your eyes off yourself and put them on someone else before that happens. One of our great leaders, Theodore Roosevelt, said as president, you know, whenever he was confronted with a perplexing problem, he used to lean back and look up at a large painting of Lincoln, which kind of hung above his desk at the White House. And he would just say, I wonder how Lincoln would handle this problem. Sometimes we need to do that when we're talking with our associates in our business. I've seen leaders, they drag an associate out in public and say some things that I'm thinking, how can you do that? You know, and because you embarrass them in front of people. I was taught a long time ago, again, you never get mad at your money. So you got to be able to handle a situation where it doesn't embarrass any of you folks, but it helps them to get to another level to kind of be able to personally develop themselves to be able to be greater than they are. One cliche I've learned by Mr. Carlyle says, a great man shows his greatness by the way he treats little men. And that's important. It's never so much me trying to be it. I'm trying to highlight someone else to make them want to be who they can, I think, can be, but yet be able to get into some type of personal development so that will grow and they can, that will teach them how to do that. And I'm just going to end with this. There's so many good points in this. I'm just going to say that, you know, everyone should get this book. It'll not only just change your life, but it'll be the change for you to change so many other lives as well. Because How to Win Friends and Influence People, it's, yes, helped millions and millions, but I think it can help us in our quest for Legal Shield. And this month needs to be our month for personal development. And when you do that, I think anything you desire is yours to have. And I'm going to turn it back to you, Mr. Cohen. There's so many things I can say about this book, but it's just a great read, a great read.
Eddie Smith, I'll tell you, I read that same chapter a couple times. I didn't get all that out of it. You did a great job.
That was awesome. That was super. Thank
all right,
so
we're
going to
jump right into the recognition.
Yeah, I was just going to say that's How to Win Friends and Influence People. Make sure you have the book. Most of you already have it. Those that don't, you got to get it and
well,
be a part of it.
That's the one Warren Buffett said.
One of the two books
changes entire life.
Yeah, so it's awesome. Thank you so much, Eddie. All right, Level Advancements report for last week. We want to congratulate four new, brand new senior associates. We've got Joyce Thrower, Marthina Manick, Denny Starr, and Mara Alexandru. Congratulations. And
new managers.
Three new managers. This is awesome. I'm recognizing some of these names now. Stacy Bevel and Thomas Wilson and Patricia Westbrook. Congratulations. Top producers for last week.
Memberships.
Membership producers. Third place goes to Mara Alexandru. Second place goes to Mr. John Hall, $100,000 ring earner. First place tie goes to Lois Reckheld and Amy Yoshimitsu, along with Jeannie Lane.
That's amazing. Three of those in California.
That's true.
That is amazing.
And then we've got for the top recruiters, Frank, I'll list
I'm
the
telling
top.
You, there's almost a page and a half of recruiters.
Just
here.
For last week. Yes.
Just last week.
We had a major tie between a number of people with second place, and I'm going to tell you who they are, because these guys and gals were recruiting and building their team. Kamal Watkins, David and Cheryl Mack, Matt Bass, Sarah Mitchell, Veronica Barnett, and Stewart Jr. And those all tied for second place, but there was only number one.
Yeah, y'all
one number
y'all,
one for last week.
Yeah, y'all know how many associates we have. We have thousands of them, right?
Mm-hmm.
I know who it is.
Okay.
Okay. And we talked about attitude and how attitude changes everything, and how attitude not only changes your life but the people around you. It also affects the people you're trying to recruit. And the number one recruiter out of all of our organization for last week was Matthew Root.
Matthew Root.
I'm telling you, this is a 19-year-old young man, and I spent the entire day with him, almost the entire day and half the damn night, and his attitude is outstanding. And
it
he
is
has
amazing.
A wonderful mom and dad, and I think that, is a good reflection. So I think a lot of that is attitude, so congratulations to all of you who recruited, and Matt, congratulations to you. We'll give you a big hand. Yay!
Absolutely.
For all of y'all. And I think what's the wrap?
It's almost a wrap. I just want to ask everybody, go check out the details for your event. You'll find a lot of details at Performance Family, both the Thursday event and the Friday, Saturday, Sunday event. I just got an email from Tracy Self, Darnell Self's wife. They are so excited about him being here. He's going to be really pouring into us all day Friday. That's going to be so special. I'm telling you, this is the opportunity for all of us to not only take our attitude to the next level, but to take our business and our relationships to the next level.
Okay.
So please take it seriously. Please go to the site, check it out, figure out a way to be there. I'm looking for your name on the list.
Okay, your homework for tomorrow, okay, and all the next week. And I could do several of them, but here's one. Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, all the way up the coast, everybody's going to be either in a hotel or tied up. And
off might, work.
They're going to be off work. This is a perfect time to call people out in those areas and talk to them about, are you okay? I just want to make sure you're safe. What are you doing? Are you, and that's a good way for you to get to know and catch up with people you haven't talked to maybe in quite a while or talked to in quite a while. They're going to be in their houses, I can tell you that right
or
now.
In their
or in a hotel room or something.
Yeah.
So,
that is a great idea, Frank.
Oh,
that
my
is
God.
A great idea. And you said Performance Family, but go to performancefamily.com for those new folks.
Yeah, and you need to go
find everything.
Thank you, John. You need to also go look at the bonuses so that you can explain them to your people when they come on board and your old people that's already on board and let them know they exist. Remember, if you're not in somebody's face or in their ear, and they're not seeing something, or hearing something, you're not doing legal show. So whose face or whose ears are you going to be in tomorrow and the rest of the week? Hey, wrapping up.
That's a wrap up, everybody. Have a fantastic rest of the week. Let's kick this month off strong and get registered so we can have you at the event and you can benefit from everything that's going to happen there.
Now remember, go to bed tonight thinking about what's three good things that happened to me today, and that way you'll wake up tomorrow morning with a great attitude, okay? All right. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye, everybody.